up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Tanksley, also known as Angel Lakita Moore, also known as that chick Angel, who needs some food today. Cause she's fasted and feeling depleted. And I'm one of your hosts of today's podcast. And I'm sure you heard that huge huff into the microphone. I'm joined by my delicious husband of 16 years. Tell him who you are, baby.
I'm the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if it's y'all's first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. If you back, we appreciate that even more. Hey, this is a podcast we do every single week, and we pretty much talk about anything we want to. We talk about relationships, love, current events, politics, just a little bit, religion, your mama, anybody, anything we want to talk about. And we do that every single week. And we do that with our immediate family. Now, this immediate family is just like you, except they are a part of our Patreon and they talk to us before and after the show. They talk about the technical talk, watch us work through the technical difficulties that we be having. Anyway, that reason we call them the immediate family, because we're a little bit closer and you can be a part of that immediate family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low, low of $5 a month. Boom. And yeah, you can be a part of the media family. And we are also joined by our amazing sponsors.
Yes, we are. We're joined by HelloFresh, Jenny Kane, BetterHelp, and Ritual. We'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast. But just so you know, when you check out our sponsors using our URL code or promo code, it lets them know that this was a good pairing, right? But we also, listen, we are hosts that care about you. So if it's not a service that you need, don't worry about it. But if it's a service that you've been thinking about getting, please use our promo code. Most of the time we have a discount or something. So like you can save money as well. Trust and believe, we use our own promo codes for a lot of this stuff. Cause I'm like, give me that 50% off. Okay. Amen. Anyway, we usually start this podcast off with one or two segments, but before I jump into the segment, how are you feeling right now, sir?
I'm feeling all right.
You are?
Yeah.
We've been on this fast. This is day number 9. This is a fast that my family, my sister Daisy started this fast. This is year like 13 or 16. We have done it multiple years with them. I've never done it while I was pregnant, but I've done it other times. I've gone as far as just having a liquid diet. I've gone or liquid fast, meaning I didn't have any solids, or Daniel fast, or what have you, sun up, sun down.
Yeah, I usually do the sun up, sun down. This year, I removed meat and anything processed from my diet. So I'm basically vegetarian.
Besides dairy.
Besides, I just needed cheese. That's the only processed thing I'm eating right now is cheese. And I don't even like cheese like that, but I needed something.
Yeah, so he does have
it was too
eggs.
Much of a struggle. Yeah, I have eggs. I started off doing only nothing processed, only meat and vegetables, but I was eating more meat than what I eat. I don't really eat a lot of meat. And the meats I only eat is really chicken and fish, or chicken and seafood. And I was like, I don't like ingesting this much meat because I normally don't eat this much meat. So I was like, let me remove that completely out of the equation.
And be able to add rice.
Yeah, be able to add rice. And that was pretty much
the switch.
Yeah.
Where I have been doing vegetables and fruit. In process wise, I still have all of my supplements because I'm still working out. So I still have my protein shake in order to not starve my muscles too bad, because I am lifting weights, as well as my pre-workout and just all the supplements I take to work out. But outside of that, like I had a lentil soup last night that was disgusting, but I was hungry. But anyways, jumping into the first segment, let's do my favorite, Tanksley Pride. Tell them what Tanksley Pride is, baby.
Tanksley Pride is a segment that we do and we talk about one or all of our four boys. We have four boys from the ages of 14, twins that are 8, and the youngest is 4. And that's our Tanksley Pride.
So I'm going to start the story off with my baby, Amar. Is that who I really want to do it on? A part of me is like, no, I'll switch over to the twins because they have been giving me a lot of life. Let's do the twins. I know you all love to talk about Amar, but he gets a lot of attention. Let's throw him off to the side. The twins, Kai and Sai, just started a new school, which they are loving. They're in the third grade. This is the first time they are in different classes. And Sai, in his adorable self, has had a couple of girls have crushes on him this year already, which I am not surprised. He's very lovable. He's very sweet, and girls get along with him very well. What I'm noticing is his twin brother, he loves to put salt in Sai's game whenever he can.
Because he's Mr. Suave.
But it's not that he's trying to hit on these girls, but it's just like, but I'm going to make sure I make it awkward for you. So day two, there was a girl that was already liking him. It's a girl who already knew him from a previous situation that all of me, the parents, and all of us have been around each other for a very long time, for years, actually. And so what Kai decides to do is continually ask this girl if she likes Sai, to the point that eventually she's like, no, I don't. And I was like, Kai, why were you asking this girl if she liked your brother?
He's a hater.
He was like, because I didn't believe she did. So I just kept asking. I was like, but why do you need to know? He's like, I don't know. I just kept asking. I said, don't do that. So then another young lady started liking Sai. And I know this girl's mother as well. And I was like, oh, okay. I said, is this the case? And I said, so Sai, what do you think? I said, do you like her? He was like, yeah, I think so. I was like, oh, you know, getting all the tea. Then I bring it up to him another day when we're at his grandmother's house. And I said, so Sai, do you and this young lady, y'all still like each other? He was like, well, I don't think she likes me anymore. I said, oh, why? Tell me why. He said, because Kai asked her, do you like Sai? And she was like, not anymore. And I said, Kai, why are you doing this? He said, I mean, I don't remember asking this. I said, you a lie. You a damn lie. You do remember asking this. Why? Because I just wanted to know. I was like, Kai, you are a hater, a bona fide hater. He was like, no, I'm not. I'm not a hater. So now just already seeing the sibling rivalry. Kai, he don't like nobody at this school like that. At least he hasn't said, and nobody has a crush on him. He's still very much so focused on the young lady from his old school because they still FaceTime each other at least or talk to each other once a week via the iPad. But last thing, and then you can tell your Tanksley Pride story. I don't know who asked him, either Victory or my mother asked him to describe himself. And he was, I think, as a student. And he was like, you know, I'm smart, I'm kind, I'm funny, and I'm hot.
Don't surprise me.
And then they said, Jeez. Did you say you're hot? He said, yeah.
He's so annoying.
I said, you damn right, y'all. You are hot. As long as you know what it is.
He's so annoying with this whole, I'm cool. We have to now tell him not to do this hand on the chin pose in pictures. Like, Kai, this is not the time. Oh, it's so annoying.
Why is it annoying?
Oh, just annoying. I'm like, stop it.
I love it.
Oh, it's so annoying. He annoys the hell out of me with that.
Why? He's so cute to me. I love it.
We was at this picnic yesterday, and one of his classmates, our friend's son, had his hat on, like, I can't remember if it was in the front cocked to the side. No, it was, he had it turned around to the back, cocked to the side. So then Kai had his turned around to the back, cocked to the side. Then it was like, I guess he realized, oh, it's too much like his. So he turned around to the front, cocked to the side. And then he finally set it on just wearing the hat straight back. Where before, his hats have always been on his head, straight bill forward. Mm-hmm. He was like, nah, I got to do something different.
And he wore his chain yesterday, too.
Oh, he's so annoying.
Why? He's got such great swag. I just love it.
Anyway, so my tank surprise story, I'm going to do the other two. First, I'm going to do Lil Marcus. I cut his hair last night. He's fresh and clean today. I mean, I'm talking about.
He looks great.
Sharp as a razor. That boy is sharper than splitting atoms. but I told he likes to keep his hair long. He likes to keep, somebody said, I'm a hater too. No, it annoys the hell out of me. I don't be throwing salt in Kai's game. I let him do him. It just annoys me. Anyway, so Marcus likes a lot of hair on his head. He wants his hair to grow long, but we've been telling him, like, as y'all know, we've already talked about, Marcus is a late bloomer. He's not, like, Kai has already surpassed Marcus when it comes to
swag and fashion.
And being, even with girls, like, Kai's already had, like, Marcus is a late bloomer. That's perfectly fine. Last thing I need is another me. he wants his hair long. I cut his hair. He was like, he asked me this time specifically, could you keep the hair on the top? I'm like, all right, but I've already talked to him about this. I'm like, if the more hair you have, the more you have to care about your appearance. Mm-hmm. The more you have to care how you look, how your hair looks, even your clothes, even without the hair. You can go bald. You need to start caring how you look. I had this conversation with him on our way to one of his friend's houses one day. And as we're driving, and it was the last time I cut his hair. And I told him, I said, Marcus, I need you to look like you care. He was like, I do. I said, right now in this moment, you look like you don't care. I described his shirt to him, his shorts, his socks, his shoes, and how it all went together, about how it doesn't go together. Uh-huh. I said, so he specifically asked, so we're going to see how this goes. But it's interesting seeing him wanting specific things, mm-hmm. like to look a certain way. I'm like, if you're going to go here, you got to go all the way here. You can't just want a nice haircut and then not keep it up.
I think, you know what I really think it is, if you don't mind me interjecting, I think him having a definitive style makes him just a little bit nervous. Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, to look like you don't care, then it doesn't matter. Like, if somebody's like, you look dusty, okay, I didn't even try. But I think the more he starts to head towards what he might like, and then people having an opinion on that, I think it makes him a bit nervous, to be honest, just even having conversation with him.
I think you're reading too far into it. I think he just don't care and lazy.
I mean, part of that is true, but no, just having conversation, even him asking to have his hair long last night was because I was like, you have to tell your father again.
Yeah, I told him, I said, I'm going to cut your hair short every single time, because short hair, you don't have to care as much.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have your hair all over your head and you got very little. Okay. Mm. You got a lot of hair and it's all over your head. You look like a bum. I'm not with it. So that's him. We're going to see how this goes. We done bought him the clothes to swag out. He just ain't wearing them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he has to be a little more verbal with me about what his, like, I know he loves sweats. Yeah. I know he loves sweat outfits. He just has to be a little more verbal and vocal with me about, this is really what I want to wear.
I mean, I get it, because I had my older brother as an influence. Mm-hmm. So I was able to see the type of stuff he wore. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to wear that. And it got to the point to where even sometimes I wear stuff and it was too advanced for the kids in school. So they would like try to tease me. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, you got that? I'm like, it's because you don't know about this. But anyway, so that's Marcus. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to move to the jerk, Amar.
Well, before you get to the jerk, Amar, let's move to what we love in our household. And that is HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Y'all already know we love HelloFresh because we get pre-portioned ingredients right from the farm and seasonal recipes delivered right to our doorstep so we can skip trips to the grocery store. We're not cooking dinner unless it's HelloFresh. That's just what it is right now in the Tanksley household. I don't have time to be sitting here trying to figure out what recipe I want to cook and like how can it be different than last week. Absolutely not. HelloFresh, give me an idea and I'm gonna cook it. Recently I cooked these Southwest shrimp tacos. The children tore those things up. It was green peppers, onions with their Southwest seasoning, the shrimp, and then tortillas. First of all, it came together so fast with like a squeeze of lemon that I was able to cook it up real quick and return back to doing the work that I was working on. So one, it saved me so much time than if I was sitting there trying to come up with it on my own. Some other amazing things you might want to know about HelloFresh is with so many in-season ingredients, you'll taste all the freshness of fall in every bite of HelloFresh chef-crafted recipes. Produce travels from farm to your door for peak ripeness you can taste. Also, HelloFresh does all the shopping and meal planning for you. Ingredients arrive at your doorstep, pre-portioned and ready to cook, along with pictured step-by-step recipe cards. How easy is that? Truly, we've been using HelloFresh for almost a year now. It has worked out perfectly for us. I love that we can pause the meals if we want to. Right now, we're on the pescatarian plan. If all of us were doing this vegetarian journey, we could change our HelloFresh plan to vegetarian, and then everybody would just be eating amazing vegetarian meals. I love the variety. We're not getting rid of it anytime soon. We absolutely love it, and we have an amazing deal for you. Go to HelloFresh.com/50Argue.
50Argue.
And use code 50Argue.
50Argue.
For 50% off plus free shipping. I'm going to tell you that one more time. Go to HelloFresh.com/50Argue.
50Argue.
And use code 50Argue.
50Argue.
For 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Back to you.
Absolutely. So, Amar hates going to school every day.
Hates it.
He hates it. He's not crying anymore, at least for the moment when we drop him off, but he is very sad. He's quiet. He's not listening. And today I'm taking him and he asked me, why are we going this? He asked a lot of questions more. Why are we going this way? You know, why'd you turn that way? So then I asked him, I said, this morning I'm like, so Amar, why don't you like your school? Why don't you like going to school? I'm just trying to get it. Usually he don't say nothing, but he was like, because it's boring. I said, it's boring? I said, but you have fun in school, don't you? And he didn't say nothing. I said, so you don't like going to school because it's boring? He was like, yeah. I said, what makes it boring? He said, because it's white. And I'm like, that don't sound. I was like, he has nowhere to get that from.
What?
So I'm like, what does he mean because it's white? And I'm like, because it's white? He was like, yeah. So I said, let me think of where he made me think. I said, is it because the building is white? He was like, yeah. I was like,
how? You sure listen. You should have also asked, is it because people?
I was like, no, I'm not going. I don't believe because the building is white and the walls are white, he thinks it's boring. He wants some color up in there. Because it is very sterile looking.
I want to ask it. You should have just tested out the waters fully.
Yeah, I don't know what I would have, if he would have been like, nah, them people.
You should have turned around. All
I would have
right.
had to, and I'm like, I don't feel like dealing with you today, so I'm going to drop you off at school. Nah, he said, yeah, it's why. I was like, well, you're going to have fun at school. But he, I don't know, I dropped him off. He was the usual, just standing there looking down. Mm. But I'm telling you, literally, if I were to walk to the truck and walk back and look at him in that classroom, he would be smiling and talking to somebody.
He's a mess. I picked him up on Friday and he was on this whole trip about him being 5 years old. Yeah. I was like, you're four. He's like, no, I'm five. And oh, that's what I should have made my Texas Lee Pride story. I allowed him to see his birth. We had this whole discussion on Friday about, he was like, no, I'm five. I'm like, no, you're four. I know this because I birthed you. I birthed you out of my stomach, my belly. He said, no, I wasn't in your belly. I was like, yes, you were. He's like, no, I wasn't. So I showed him pictures of me pregnant. He was like, I was not in your belly. And I was like, Amar, yes, you were. And I said, actually, I'm going to show you coming out of my belly, right? So I took him to the vlog. Because if you didn't know, if you're a listener to this podcast, as Marcus said earlier, you can watch this podcast on That Chick Angel TV, but we also have family vlogs on there. So you can go way, way back. So I let him see his birthing vlog. It has my private parts completely blurred out, but you can see clearly that his body is being pulled from my body. And he kept
rewinding right back to that part, like right before the doctor pulled him out. He said, "You ate that baby?"
He said, "So you ate a whole baby, mommy." And I said, "No, that's not how the baby gets in me."
I said, "Yeah, explain that to him."
And I did. I said, "Daddy gives mommy something called a sperm, and mommy has something called an egg. And they come together in my belly, and that grows a baby." And he was just looking at me like,
You lying woman.
I mean, he kept watching it, but as he kept saying he was five, I said, "Okay, well, if you're 5 years old, you can't sleep in my bed anymore." He was like, "Why?" I said, "Because 5 year old kids can't sleep in their mommy's bed." I said, "Now, if you're four, you can sometimes sleep in my bed." He said, "Well, Daddy said I can't sleep in y'all's bed at all."
Yeah, Daddy, he said, "Daddy already said I can't sleep in y'all's bed."
I said, "But you do sometimes." I said, "But that's because you're four." I said, "But since you're five, you can't sleep in my bed." He said, "Well, actually," these were his words.
He said,
"Well, actually, I'm four." I said, "Oh, okay." So, yeah, it was crazy. He was so like, and then, of course, the twins wanted to see their birthing story and everything. So it made me very happy that
seeing Marcus in the twins birthing video looking like Amar.
That was insane.
I was like, God dang.
He did. He looked just like them, looking at them like, what? Mm-hmm. What is this? What is happening? Okay, all right, moving on. This segment doesn't really have I'm trying to figure out what best would encompass this. We'll kind of make it a TikTok o'clock.
Angel, girl, what time is it?
TikTok o'clock. That'll work, even though we're not actually pulling anything from TikTok. We just want to have a quick discussion about what is happening in Israel?
Mm-hmm.
In Israel. And with the Israeli people in Palestine, which is not actually
Hamas invasion, or attack.
Which is not actually going to be the focus of the TikTok o'clock. But I asked Marcus before we started, what do you know about what is happening?
Yeah, I haven't looked a lot into it, so I'm not going to sit here and try to act like I know the ins and outs and all full detail. The only thing I do know is Israel was attacked by a neighboring country, viciously attacked by, and I think they said something like 5,000 rockets.
Mm. I saw that they were coming in from sea, from air.
Yeah, they were attacked, and Israel is a U.S. ally. So that you already know what that means. It's like, now we got to go over there and, you know, dip our nose up in the U.S. stay in somebody's business, but that is a U.S. ally. So that's all I know. I know Israel has counterattacked. I think equally as bad. The sad part about stuff like this is innocent civilians be getting involved. And that's the most disturbing. Look, you got to have a soldier. Soldiers know what they signing up for. But when you have just innocent people, 1,000 people were killed. It started off as like in the low hundreds, but then the attacks kept happening on both sides. You got innocent civilians they have nothing to do with these political ties, which is crazy.
Yeah. Is that your?
Well, it's not. I know you want to talk about Israel, but that's not the only thing. In India, you got Christians getting attacked. They have a whole holy war going on over there right now.
I didn't want to. It's not that I specifically want to talk about it.
All right,
Israel.
Well, go ahead. That's all I got to say.
What I was telling him when he was like, okay, this is what I know. I was like, I would say you know more than I do. I don't feel comfortable or confident saying anything in regards to what's happening in Israel, to why the Palestine might be attacking Israel. The Hamas, which I do believe is a Muslim organization or is of the faith of Islam. I don't feel fully comfortable. Right. Which then led me to this question or not question. this realization. I don't have a trusted place to get my news from at all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you have a place that you feel comfortable being like, if this is what it's saying, this is what is the truth?
Not solely one. I collect data from multiple sources.
Mm-hmm.
I do from the news. I try to find,
like, what news though?
I'm about to tell you. I try to find non-biased news. So I stay with Fox News, has absolutely no validity in anything that they do say, because it's all right, so strongly right wing. I don't even go as like extreme left side either. And I kind of contradict myself, but like MSNBC, I will tune into them. See, when it's foreign stuff, these are the ones I try to go to, because they usually don't have like a political agenda as far as their interest here,
mm-hmm.
like left or right side. So MSNBC, CNN, but even, domestically, CNN, I don't really pay attention to, but a lot of the outlets, like a lot of the, like tonight, not tonight show, was the Daily News, things like that, like what Trevor Noah was doing. What's the name of that show?
Daily Show.
The Daily Show and shows like that had, people have been found. Yeah. BBC, people have found like the Daily Show stuff, things like that. They have a very neutral standpoint, and mm-hmm. You get a more realistic picture of what's going on without people shoving their agenda down your throat. But yeah, BBC is a good one. A lot of times it's helpful to watch another country's news before, you know what I'm saying? If you can find it online find out exactly what's going on. But even then, you got to worry about another country outside of the country where if you were seeing a conflict happen.
So I have found, and you did make a good point about it being something foreign, but I found, especially during Trump's administration, that all news was politicized.
Yeah.
Meaning it wasn't so much about speaking just the facts. It was about propaganda. And what I mean by that is I clearly have the opinion that our former president, Donald Trump, was the worst president we've ever had in my lifetime, potentially in this country's history.
Definitely.
However, I wasn't alive in previous years, so I'll speak to, while I've been alive, worst president we've ever had, and these are for factual things that he's done and factual things I've heard him say out of his mouth. However, I don't like it when I receive news, especially from like, you know, MSNBC or CNN, that is colored to make me also believe that, being like, President Trump once again has demonstrated incompetence, da 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 da. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, you're coloring it so that I feel that he's incompetent, as if I don't have a brain to come to those conclusions myself. I already, like yourself, already knew that that was what happened in more right wing news outlets. And you expect for the CNNs, the MSNBCs, and the likes to be more nonpartisan. But then I realized, oh, no, that's actually not the case. So now I get very weary. And as Shay, one of our moderators on here, said, and then in, like, especially with local news or anything that is not actually supposed to be politicized, it's very much so trying to deal out fear. Because fear is a very powerful tool.
Absolutely.
If you can get people to fear a certain thing, you can get people all to move in a specific direction away from the thing that you're saying is something they should fear. So I am realizing that I have not found where I want to get my news from, where I feel as though I can make an educated decision on how I feel about it versus...
Mm-hmm.
Did you just try to manipulate me into feeling a certain way?
I think it's like anything else with research. Like, you know what I'm saying? In college, you're writing a paper. if you come out with facts and where you got your facts from, you had to state how many different places you found those facts and not just one book. You had to do it across five or six to make your point. Like, no, this is actually a real thing. I feel like news is the same thing. Like I said, it's hard to, it's definitely hard to, like when you said they already kind of coloring it to go a certain way when I already know what it is. But I'm like, they call me old because I watch the news. I will tune into the news to find out what's going on. But I've been watching the news long enough to where I learned to ignore. Like, I don't need to know your opinion on it. I just need to hear the situation, because I'm going to already judge information that's coming to my ears anyway. I'm already looking at, oh, you're telling me, oh, that car hit that block wall and that person wasn't paying attention. I'm already thinking, okay, yeah, the car definitely hit the block wall. That's a fact. But why exactly was the person not paying attention?
Like, yeah,
looking in the background, thinking in the background, like, that's second nature for me. So
even having to filter, regardless of how strong your filter is, eventually, if you keep hearing a person's perspective, it begins to color pieces of your perspective. And to your point, and then we'll jump to this next ad. To your point, you're supposed to be able to cite multiple resources. This is where the internet is just a tricky MF.
Oh, yeah.
Is that you can cite multiple you can cite multiple sources to back up whatever you want to believe.
Right.
Because anybody can create a site. And then if, as long as you got about three, that now constitutes a fact.
And now your phone is also, whatever you're looking at, is also going to feed you what you already believe.
Yes. This is the reason why I hate my news thread, because it's always I'm like, ooh, I can feel the manipulation. Just give me the facts. So I'm already like weary of trying to get more information about what's happening with Israel and Palestine, because I do know there are some religious coloring when it comes to this. And then you have people on both sides and trying to figure out what exactly is happening. Mm-hmm. It just recently showed up in my head of like, I was like, I don't even know where to go. Maybe NPR. Granted, NPR, they be sounding so boring.
Oh, yeah. And two people pointed out about your comment about the presidents. They said Reagan and Nixon.
Oh, I know we had a lot of bad presidents.
I would take 10 Reagans and Nixons over one Trump, one more Trump any day of the week.
I definitely know that there are multiple presidents. There's no president that I feel as though is faultless. Even my beloved president, who I would love to serve 20 more years, Barack Obama. I'm sure if somebody were to lay out all of the stuff in black and white for me, I'd be like, God dang. So it's not that I am trying to demonize one president over the other. However, I can say without a shadow of a doubt, in my lifetime, the recklessness in which Donald Trump ran this country, the way he handled COVID, there are so many things that I'm just like,
yeah, there's no other president where you have everybody around them is now in prison. That has never happened in the history of this, what is it, 300 and some year country.
Yeah.
Actually, ever.
Let's wash this a little bit so I don't put it so close to the ad. Let's jump to what will be our topic of the day, just because I know a lot of times our advertisers don't want to be that up close to something that
political.
Yeah. But I would love to hear where you all get the whole point of that segment was, I want to know where you all get your news sources from and why you feel comfortable about that being where you get your news from, because I am honestly looking to figure out.
Yeah, that's why I'd be struggling with Greg. I'm like, dude, your phone is feeding you stuff that you already think.
Yeah. And he enjoys it. So
he does.
Where I don't. So I knew I was going to do that heavy question, and I knew that there will be political references in there and all that stuff. So I wanted to make sure we did something fun in this episode as well. So we're going to play a little game. That's right. We've played it before, but I wanted to be way more focused on a specific thing. And we're going to be playing, Would You Rather?
Okay.
Y'all already know how to play the game. You all can play along. Our Patreon, y'all can play along in the comments. It, would you rather is that you give are given two choices and you decide which one you would rather do. And this one is very much so focused on marriage. If you want to know where I got these questions from, I got them from prevention.com online. So here we go. Would you rather spend our days off in bed watching movies and eating ice cream and popcorn? Or would you rather be outdoors hiking all day, fending off the wild and soaking in the vitamin D?
Outside, soaking in the vitamin D, fighting off mountain lions. Or just maybe just yelling and they run away.
Oh,
I enjoy that. I enjoy being outside. I enjoy, what I love about being outside is the way you can exhaust your body and not realize it.
Oh yeah, that is beautiful.
Being outside, walking up a hill versus walking up a hill on a goddamn treadmill. Two completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
Hiking is a really good workout. You can do an extremely good workout hike just walking up a steep ass mountain, mm-hmm. and not even realize it because your brain is entertained and the focus has gone off the energy that you're exerting.
Yeah.
So yeah, give me the outside.
Let me stay in. One of the things that I hate so much is that Marcus can't sit and eat comfortably in our bed.
I don't want food within 100 feet of my bed.
I would love to do that at a hotel. I would love to have the trays and the food and the drinks and just sit in bed and watch. You know why? You know where that comes from?
I can't stand it.
You know where that comes from? What? In our first apartment. Because we used to watch.
It comes from your family. It ain't got nothing to do with our first apartment. All y'all would do that. Oh.
You see how I didn't dog his idea at all?
I'm not dogging it. That's exactly what you're doing. Go ahead.
I love the thought of being close to him, in the bed, comfortable. But the fact of the matter is even if food wasn't involved, Marcus doesn't really enjoy sitting in the bed, at least in our bed, and watching TV. It's not comfortable for you.
No, it's not. This physically and mentally is not comfortable.
Yeah, I would love it. Love it.
To wake up, I get more tired.
There's more chance of you getting booty.
No, there's more chance that you fall asleep.
Not, I'm saying all day. No, booty.
It ain't gonna happen because I get more sleepy. I get more tired. I'm like, if I wake up, set up and start, I'm going to be asleep in another hour and a half.
That's our day
and
off.
And then I'm going to be exhausted. I'm going to be tired all day. It's like, I don't like that feeling of just being tired.
It's like our anniversary trip. You remember we were watching them because we didn't have no choice.
We was using a lot of energy too. That ain't going to happen at the house. That is not going
to
happen.
It didn't say it had to be at the house.
You going to get on your phone
Say it had to be at the house. That's what I said. We could be at a hotel and I'd be happy. Yeah. As a pig in mud. Okay, let's do one more before I go to that. Would you rather wear sweatpants for the rest of your life, including funerals and weddings, or have to wear sparkles to everything? And so sparkles just means dressed up for you. I'm not saying that you had to either be dressed up. I'm talking about slacks, blazer, tie, sharp shoes, maybe even one of your hats every day, everywhere you went. Or just being sweats?
Years ago, I would have said sparkles. Mm-hmm. Not actual sparkles.
Yeah.
I would wonder, because I like dressing up. But now, as my career has changed, as my life has changed, and you can look nice in some sweats. You know, you give me a tracksuit, hey.
You know, everyone's sweat outfit. Ooh, I love on you.
I love me some tracksuits. like the sweat kind. I don't know. Yeah, because the shoes. It's the shoes. As much as I like some dress shoes, they ain't comfortable. Nah. I would rarely wear dress shoes. I would always wear dress boots.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like they look better the way the cuff of the pants falls around the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think sweats. I think I would have to go with sweats now. As much as I love to dress up.
I want to sparkle. Even though I am dressed as if sweatpants would be the answer. One, I think you think I look cuter when I sparkle.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I also think I look cuter when I sparkle. I do agree that the shoe options do make it a little bit more difficult, but there are some shoes that have sparkle to them that I absolutely adore. I like looking special. Not to say, listen, during the pandemic, I loved some loungewear. I think I'm about to get some more loungewear for UK's homecoming. But, I like to sparkle, too.
My previous career, you know, it was slacks and dress shirts you always and had stuff to. Every day. I'm like, nah.
However, our next ad is a place that has the best medium right there. You can sparkle and be comfortable all at once, and that's with Jenny Kane. Absolutely love, 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 love Jenny Kane. And it's actually perfect timing that they're our sponsor today because honestly, because fall is on its way and my wardrobe could definitely use a refresh. Jenny Kane is a California brand through and through, and their staples make getting dressed easier than ever before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. You see what I'm saying? You get the sparkle, but you also get the comfort. From luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevate versions of your everyday basics, not to mention the most incredible home essentials too, Jenny Kane is here to help you live your very best this season. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off of their first order. So some of the things that I love about Jenny Kane is that they have these beautiful cashmere sweaters. We actually got Marcus their fisherman sweater. Is that right? Yeah, yes. The cashmere fisherman sweater. It's one of their best sellers. It's super lightweight, which is great for us being in California because it does get cold, but we live in that in-between time for a long time where you're like, is it hot or is it cold? Is it okay? So the lightweight of the cashmere sweater, the fisherman sweater is perfect. And it's actually perfect for any state that you live in, especially cold states. And this is why, you know how it's cold outside, but then when you get inside, the heat's on. Mm-hmm. That's what I hate about going shopping in Kentucky during the wintertime is you dress to be cold outside, but then you get in the mall and you're sweating. Well, this cashmere sweater is the perfect like fit for you to be able to have a warmth for you, maybe just throw on a scarf or a hat. And then when you get into the indoors, the cashmere sweater is still breathable and you're going to look cute in the fall. Look. Plus, everything in their collection is designed so intentionally that you can style pieces together without a second thought. Marcus can wear his Jenny Kane sweater from anything from like a classic denim, or he can put it with a slack if we were going to church. Everything is put together so easily. Also, I'm a little bit mad. I got these beautiful, beautiful leather sandals, but I got them in the wrong size. It has a beautiful black, like it's, I got them in black and they have this knot at the top. Ended up giving them to my niece Victory and they are some of her favorites. I'm a little jealous, but I was like, this is a gift that keeps on giving, but it's super luxe. Everything of theirs is super luxe. They also have some home decor. We have a beautiful a blanket that's in our house from their collection in a gorgeous gray color. It goes with our furniture. So this is what we want you to do. Go to JennyKane.com and use code ARGUE15 to get 15% off. Okay. Find your forever pieces at JennyKane.com. Our listeners get 15% off their first order when you use code ARGUE15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. JennyKane.com. Promo code ARGUE15.
ARGUE15.
Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. Also, this podcast is sponsored by none other than BetterHelp. You all know that we take mental health very seriously here on this podcast, and we are so excited that they are sponsoring today's podcast. Now, do you ever feel like your brain is getting in its own way? Like, I know sometimes the way I overthink things, I talk myself out of stuff that I should have never thought twice about, that I should have went ahead and did. Like, I knew what I should do and I knew what was good for me, but for some reason I just couldn't do it because my thoughts were just like kind of like making me hesitant. Well, therapy helps you find out what's holding you back so that you can work for yourself instead of against yourself. That was probably one of the biggest things that I got from doing therapy, is that a lot of the things that I thought were obstacles for me were actually things that I had created in my mind and that they weren't actually in front of me. I'm really good at imagining obstacles. What I mean by that is that a lot of times I will, as I said before, talk myself out of things, whether it be out of fear that doesn't have data to back it up. It's just me thinking about the worst case scenario, out of imposter syndrome, of me really believing that I'm not ready for the occasion, when actually, if I look at the resume of things that I've done, I'm over prepared for the occasion. There's just so many things and so many excuses that I end up landing on that prevent me from doing what I should be doing. Well, working with my therapist, she really helped me see those things and find out what it was that was causing me to think these things, and what I was actually leaning on was not actually getting me closer to my goals, but slowing me down. Well, if you're thinking about starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. What I love about it is that it is flexible. It is convenient. It is there to work for your schedule. Unlike traditional therapy, where you got to go into an office, you got to schedule a specific time every day of the week, and sometimes it's hard to get in. With BetterHelp, they make it so that you can fit it in your schedule, especially if you're a busy mom like me. You got to use the time that you actually have. You can do this in your car. You can do this in your bathroom, your bedroom, wherever's most convenient. Also, it's super easy to switch therapists. So first you start off by taking a short quiz or questionnaire, and they pair you with the therapist. And if you're not vibing with that therapist, you can change it anytime at no additional cost. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue.
All right. Next question. Would you rather have every meal you eat for the rest of your life be a little too spicy or a little too sweet?
I'm going to go with a little too spicy.
Really?
Yes. As much it's easier for me to get past something that's a little too spicy. Something that's too sweet, you know me, I can't take it. I would have to go, a little too spicy. Give me that spice over the being too sweet. That when something's too sweet is awful for me. I can't do it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would say spicy too. Even though I like spicy food, so I can only imagine what a little too spicy would be for me.
Get some Indian.
Well, I know Indian food. They know how to get you there.
Look, just real quick.
Go ahead.
You know that death chip that people be eating?
Mm-hmm.
We was at work, and I don't know. That boy could probably sue. It wasn't my idea, but we had one of the guys working under us made a deal. It's like, you need to get this done before the end of the day. If not, you're going to have to eat this goddamn chip. Mm-hmm. He didn't do it, so he had to eat the chip. I thought that boy was gonna die. He didn't even eat the whole thing. He ate like a quarter of it. Thought he was gonna die.
Oh,
he didn't eat like a small quarter. The chip, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a Ghost Reaper chip. It comes in a box shaped like a coffin. It is one chip.
Mm-hmm.
That's back when they was doing all these challenges, I don't know how many years ago. So then, of course, people was breaking off a piece. I took a little corner of this thing and just put it on my tongue. And I was like, no, ain't no way in hell. My boy Shweb, I can't remember where Shweb is from. He's somewhere in that part of the country, the world. He took the other half. Everybody else broke off the rest of that half. He took the other half and ate it and chewed this chip. And chewed. Yeah, that that one.
Mm-hmm.
He chewed and chewed. Swallowed it. It's like, yeah, it's spicy. And we all looking at him. I was like,
you ain't going to implode.
That ain't bother you. He's like, I mean, I've definitely had a lot hotter. I mean, I'd see, but he said, this is why I grew up on spiced food. So he said, yeah, I mean, it's spicy, but it's not bad. It's not horrible. You see videos of people like losing their everlasting mind.
I think a boy died eating one.
I'm sure. It don't surprise me. It does not surprise me. That thing is. I hate this type of spicy that just like, that's why I don't like American spicy, because it's just hot.
Mm-hmm.
It has no flavor. It's just hot and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I like spicy with some flair. Like when you're dealing with Mexican food, spicy, that's good. Jamaican food or Caribbean food, spicy. That's actual spice with flavor. Mm-hmm. American spice is just hot with no, absolutely nothing to gain from it.
Mm.
Like, and that just, I just remember that when he ate that goddamn chip and like Yeah, I mean, it's spicy, but it's not that bad.
People who grow up eating spice, it's different. It's different for them. Even with pepper spray,
it's different. There's people. Well, there's that too, and there's people that are immune to it apparently.
Okay.
Next,
would you rather have a picnic together or go to a fancy dinner?
I would say fancy dinner.
Me too.
Yeah, absolutely fancy. Fancy dinner because, like, you just leave.
Yes.
Picnic, you got to prepare everything. You got to pick it up and take it out.
We did a picnic yesterday, which was fun. I made sandwiches for the boys.
It was overkill. I was hoping, I wished it was more like what you prepared for.
Oh, okay.
And not what it was. Even though it was still nice.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It was fun.
I definitely would say fancy dinner. There are times I do like doing the picnic thing. Like, it's this thing every year they usually have somewhere in the valley called Sonic.
Uh-huh.
It's like an outdoor music festival. I usually go all out for that. I got the tents I pack, chairs, music. I pack the little portable grill. We usually take some plank salmon out there, cook it, some turkey dogs and stuff for the kid. I love stuff like that. But if I had to pick, give me that dinner.
Give it to you. Okay, when concerning me, would you rather be...
Booty.
Would you rather be invisible or able to read my mind?
Huh?
Would you rather be able to be invisible around me when necessary, or would you rather be able to read my mind?
Oh, read your mind.
Which?
Oh, I'm going to get all up in your business.
Oh, I love it.
All up in it. I'm going to be like, oh, really?
Oh, I definitely would love to read your mind.
You don't want
to
read my mind.
Oh, all the lies that my husband tells me would just be right there.
I'll be reading you a bunch of lies.
Lance, he lies right now.
I don't.
I'll be like,
what you think about nothing? I mean, you ain't none of your business.
Lying. Just say that then. None of your business.
All right.
That then is the truth, at least.
Okay.
Love it. Love it. Okay. With you and I concerned, would you rather...
Booty.
Would you rather go back 10 years into the past or go forward 10 years into the future?
And live forever?
No.
Or just to see...
to experience.
I think I want to go forward 10 years. Hold on, what do you mean further?
Just to experience it. You get to come. Well, let's say you get to come back to this time.
Ain't nothing I need to experience at 31. Yeah, let me go forward and see what it is so I can fix shit now if I need to. Let me go future.
I'm trying to think of what we...
I'm like, is this... Oh, no, I got to get some things in order.
I'm trying to think about what was happening when you were 31 and I was 33. We were still in our first house.
Mm-hmm.
We only had little Marcus. I'm trying to think of where we were at relationship-wise. Yeah, I would go forward. I feel like we are at such a great place right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would gain.
We're better now than what we've ever been.
Yes. So I'm like,
I ain't no point going back there, bullshit.
No.
Back there? That's like walking down a hallway with pissy floors. Nobody won.
Hey, what? Don't you say it wasn't no piss in the floor. It was just we needed some upgrades.
Yeah.
We needed some upgrades.
Yeah, I already lived it. The Supreme was still alive.
So was Xavier, wasn't he?
X. Yeah, X was... Now, did we still have him, though?
I know. We had already probably sent him back, but I think he was still alive.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather endure me with bad breath or bad body odor?
Oh, give me the body. No, the breath. I can't, the body odor? No.
Oh, I would definitely take body odor over breath.
I can get away from the breath. Just turn around. That body odor? No. Mm-mm.
I feel like I can burn enough candles and incense to ignore body odor to be able to still be intimate with you. But if your breath is stinking...
I can't fix my face now.
You know, as much as I love a kiss, that would be off the table.
That's nasty. Then go to the next one.
Okay, would you rather be the funniest person in the room or the most attractive? You usually get to be both. Yeah, you
funniest
do.
Funniest person in the room or most attractive?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't be caring about making people laugh.
So you
over making myself laugh.
That's true.
I guess most attractive. Cause I don't be like trying to entertain people like that.
But you do not like to look bad.
I don't.
I know. Marcus is like, what I'm not about to do is be out here looking a mess. Make me be the funniest person in the room. I could care less if
you
everybody thinks I'm cute.
Strive for that.
I could care less. As long as I think I look good, I don't give a crap. There are so many things Marcus don't want me to wear. And he'd be like, why? I don't care what this man feels about it. Don't. Now, I do try to sometimes purposefully wear things that he thinks I look cute in. But as long as I look cute, as long as I look cute to myself, I definitely don't care about what anybody else thinks.
I wonder why I lie.
Shut up. I said I don't care. I just sometimes be like, you know what? Could you start off with all the stuff first? You just be starting off with the negative. I'd be like, you ain't got nothing positive to say. Okay. Okay. Would you rather be with me if I was totally covered in body hair or if I had no hair at all?
No hair.
He's like, F them eyebrows and eyelashes.
You can draw that on. You stick on. You already stick on eyelashes.
I think I'd probably be able to deal with you more easily if you were totally covered in body hair than if you were bald everywhere. If you were like a Ken doll.
Hairy everywhere anyway.
That's what you feel about yourself. Marcus be like, how do you deal with this?
It's that back hair. I hate it.
He'd be like,
I'm going to get it surgically removed.
You could. There's laser hair removal. Okay.
It's just the type of hair that's back hair. It ain't the fact that I have back hair. There is no hair straighter in this world than the hair on my back. I can't stand it. It's weird.
Okay. I'm going to do the last ad and then we're going to kick it up a notch. We're going to do the freaky questions. You going to be ready for them?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is not booty, just so you know. The answer is ritual. Now listen, I know there are some of us, listen, they always say, what they say, black don't crack, but sometimes black be like kind of cracking a little bit, right? And you start to know notice wrinkles in the mirror. Listen, we all will get there. We've all been there. So with some digging, let me tell you that I found out, and I truly did not realize this, is that hyaluronic acid decreases with age. First of all, I didn't even know that we produced hyaluronic acid. I thought it was always something that you put on your skin, but no. The gradual loss of hyaluronic acid in the skin as we age and over time, the skin becomes thinner, drier, and more prone to wrinkles. That's why that happens. I didn't know. Well, meet Hyacera, a once daily supplement from Ritual designed to promote skin support from within with clinically proven ingredients to minimize wrinkles after 90 days. What I like about Hyacera is that in my normal daily face routine, I spray my face with some rose water and I put some moisturizer on it. So the thought of having to try to add something to that does not really click well in my head, but to be able to actually take something, ingest something, that is an easy thing to add to my routine. And I love that with Hyacera, I am adding hyaluronic acid from within instead of just on the outside, which a lot of people do. But this, I like working from the inside out. It makes my life, especially being so busy, so much easier. Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement with two clinically proven ingredients, Ceratic and Hyabest, to reduce wrinkles and fine lines. In a clinical study done by an independent research lab, Ceratic proved to help reduce wrinkles and fine lines in 90 days. In a clinical study done by the supplier, Hyabest, significantly improved skin luster and suppleness compared with the baseline. Reduce wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyabest from Ritual is a skin supplement you can actually trust. Ritual is offering our listeners 30% off your first month. Visit ritual.com/argue to start Ritual or add Hyabest to your lineup today. All right, let's get to it. Oh, and thank you, Ritual, for sponsoring today's podcast.
Thank you, Ritual.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
I think we already know this. Would you rather have morning sex or late night sex?
Late night.
Morning. Oh. Give it to me in the morning. Mm-mm. When I got the energy. Yes. That's what I like. Would you rather give or receive?
Yeah, I'm a giver.
This is where we probably, this is where yin yang would be so beneficial, but we are yin yang.
Mm-hmm.
Givers. Yeah. Would you rather receive a sexy message or a love note?
Like a voice message?
No, like a sexy message, something nasty, or a love note. The fact that you can't see the difference in the two is hilarious.
It's like, would you rather? Yeah, it's the same damn thing.
No.
Would you rather get splashed with water or sprayed with water? It's water getting in the face. What's the difference? Sexy message.
No, you like a love note. I've tried to send you sexy messages you say, you stupid.
You just, Angel, y'all. She just as goofy as she seems.
I don't be being goofy.
Give me the love note.
I don't be being goofy. Would you rather receive? Oh, I know this answer.
Why aren't you answering none of these?
Oh, I like sexy message. I don't get them. I think that's the reason why I would like a sexy message.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather receive cheek kisses or forehead kisses? I know your answer.
Cheek kisses?
Oh, I would have thought you would have said forehead because you like kisses by your head.
It don't matter.
You like, he's not a kiss person, but he does like when I rub his head.
Yeah, so I like when you kiss me on any forehead or cheek. Not when I be asleep, though.
Oh, that's good to know.
No, every time I'm asleep or I'm dozing off, I don't like it, but I always forget to say something.
I'm glad, because I do. Before I leave in the morning, I give him kisses on his cheek.
Yeah, I don't know why. Because if I'm away, I'm like, yeah.
That's like me with booty rubs. When I'm trying to go, I'm falling asleep and you mm-hmm. rub, and I'm like, get off of me. You'll
be aggressive.
I'll be like, God dang, get, don't touch me one more time. I'm going to sock you in your face.
Yeah, obviously, I'd be wanting to stop.
Okay, that's good to know. I won't do it.
No, I always forget. I'm like, I don't know why I don't like it either, but go ahead.
Would you rather sex in the car or sex in the shower?
Car. No, shower.
Ooh, what made you switch?
I don't know. I don't know why I said car to begin with. I ain't at that age no more. Don't nobody want to do all that. It's awkward. Messing up my seats.
Now, listen, you already know what mine is. I shower. The fact that I can also clean myself right after, it doesn't get any better. I don't know how it could get any better. Okay, would you rather I show you or tell you about my desires?
Show me.
Okay. I think I like a tell. No, you know that. I'm always asking.
Mm-hmm.
And you like, Angel, if you don't shut up asking me questions.
That's why I said, don't tell me nothing. Just show me.
Okay. Next. Would you rather to have more role play or more foreplay?
Foreplay.
Yeah. Marcus is that you like do not go in any character. For me.
Because Angel, she's an actor.
Actor.
All this damn dialogue. Shut up.
Role play me, baby. That's what I would have rather have more of. Role play. Would you rather give or receive a lap dance?
Receive. The hell?
Marcus, you act like you can't give no lap dance. Mm-hmm. Marcus do be giving lap dances.
I do.
And I actually like them when they happen. It's rare. Especially the basketball shorts. Lap dance. My favorite. So, yeah, I would definitely say receive. I don't like this one. No, I don't like that one either. Okay. Okay, here's a good one. Would you rather only be able to be on the bottom during sex or on the top? That's the only way we're going to ever do it. It's on the bottom or on the top. So from the back is gone.
Bottom. I've been doing most of the work for a long time now. Give me the bottom.
Give me the bottom as well.
You already got it here.
No. Bottom top is not percentage. Usually a percentage of the two. Yes. You're right. Okay. Okay. Would you rather only be able to have sex in bed for the rest of your life or never be able to have sex in bed again?
What do you mean by in bed? <That's>
a- I think what you're thinking about would be included.
Like everything in the bed. Like you can do whatever in or on the bed.
Yes. Or in nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Or everything else and not the bed.
Bed.
I agree. 100%.
Yeah, the bed is so versatile.
And we're getting older.
It's a soft floor. Like
we're getting older and older. The bed is. The bed is going to become more and more of a necessity.
It's more of a crutch at this point.
Oh, I think I know how we're both going to answer this one. Would you rather never have oral sex again or only have oral sex forever?
Never.
Exactly. Never. Yes.
As great as it is. That's oral. Yeah. Oral is an appetizer. I want to get to the meal. If I had to say no to appetizers forever, get them out of here.
Get them out of here. Would you rather?
Everybody saying never.
Yes, never. Would you rather never wear underwear again or never wear socks again? Underwear. Don't need them.
Never wear underwear or socks. Underwear. I need my socks.
I know. I was about to say, if you were to choose socks.
I take off. That's like the last thing I take off. My drawers. Branching the twig and berry swinging. I'm going to have some socks on.
Wait a minute. What the doctor say? I wish we had a ZocDoc ad because we actually had a specific experience, but the doctor was like, the more air you let to your private parts, and I was like this when he was talking. I was like, that's right, I'm gonna start telling you the doctor prescribed it and be like, let them balls and chain free. Okay, let's do three more. You cool with that? This is funny. Would you, because this you can relate. Would you rather sneeze every time you orgasm or orgasm every time you sneeze?
I used to sneeze when I orgasm. Yeah, give me sneeze when I orgasm.
Oh, I'd rather orgasm every time I sneezed.
Because you ain't got allergies like me. Don't nobody want to deal with all that. I was sneezing this morning about 15 minutes straight. Nobody want to do that. You would die. First sign of pollen, I am dead.
Tank empty.
What's wrong with it'd be awful for you too. Angel sneezes in threes.
I do.
I always wait because people be like, bless you. I'm like, y'all just wait.
Mm-hmm. No, that would be great for me. Smoking a cigarette after I sneeze. Yeah, that'd be great. Would you rather focus on being romantic or being dirty?
Romantic.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm like.
Dirty? Yeah, because I'm dirty.
I was about to say.
Yeah, dirty.
I was like, this is sure.
Yeah, dirty.
I think
Shut up, Dirty. Next. Over trying to come up with some deep, I think.
No.
You know, the aperture of my mind and the way I mature.
I'm trying to figure out.
You a slut.
Oh,
next.
My gosh. I feel like I've been very romantic. Yeah, right. Okay. All right, let's see.
Angel's a cart. She will go in any direction you push her.
I am. Oh, last one. Would you rather go skinny dipping or join the Mile High Club?
Skinny dipping. Mile High Club, first of all, I've never been on a plane to where that would even be like, oh, yeah, I'm glad I did that. You seen them bathrooms? Could you imagine me in one of them bathrooms?
I have.
I ain't seen the movie bathrooms. The ones where you know, in the movies and yeah. It's like, look like a damn restroom, restaurant restroom.
Yeah.
Then yeah. That one that where Kevin and in, where you could actually take a shower. Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe in one of them, but I ain't been in one of them planes before.
I would rather join the Mile High Club. But that would require a really nice plane.
Yeah, we would have to be going overseas somewhere.
Yeah, so that I want
first
all of
class.
That. I want all of that.
Yeah. One of them, like I said, you know, in the movies where they got people running up and down the aisles, it's like the plane be looking like,
yeah,
like we in here right now.
Yeah, I want that. We've skinny dipped before, so that was great. I want a Mile High. I want to have that just to be like, I joined the club. Penny pin. It could even be mid sex, and I'd be like, mm-mm. We did it. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Completion.
No, completion, but I'm saying mid as in like not that great.
Oh.
Yeah. No. You're like. You're like, no, we finishing this.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move to audience question.
Oh, yeah, it ain't got to be great. Yeah, I do the mouth heavy.
Let's do the audience question of the week. And we decided to keep with the trend of would you rather. This is from Emil Hardy, who is in our Patreon. If you're part of our Patreon, you get to do the question of the week. She said, and I'm going to put that for both of us. Would you rather have Beyonce's talent and beauty, so, you know, as a man mm-hmm. in talent, or Jay-Z's business acumen?
I already know what yours is going to be. I won't give me the Jay-Z business acumen.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what she said? Acumen?
Yeah, acumen.
You got some smart ass people in Patreon. give me Jay-Z's business acumen.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Beyonce.
Of course.
Listen.
That's your passion, though. You performing arts, like that's been Angel from a child.
But not just that, is that if you have that, you'll find yourself the man who has the business acumen or the partner to help you use your talent and your beauty to turn it into a business. Yeah.
Or you just end up coked out.
That's fine too. I'm okay with that. That is a-okay. All right, we're going to close it off with our, with our question of comment of the week. So that was audience question that we just did. Now we're going to do comment of the week. And just so you all know, the vlogs are coming back. I was spending the morning editing a really fun vlog that you all are going to like. And it should be up for Patreon. It'll be up later today, which is Monday, October the 9th. And for everybody else, it was already up. So anyways, comment of the week. Mm-hmm. Help me, Father God. Okay, here we go. This is the devil. And I'm so glad somebody was here to correct them. Della Nixon 7657 said, Angel, I'm looking at you like she's glowing. Are you sure you ain't pregnant? Why are you talking about you want some? Laugh emoji. This is why I love y'all. People will put our business, even though we put our business out there, they will additionally put our business out there. The response was from Nishia Darling. Marcus is fixed. He ain't playing with Angel's baby fever. Let's try one more time for a girl. They're going to have a bunch of beautiful granddaughters. Heart. Let me tell you about
the Angel wings. I'm going to get me a shirt made.
That says you fixed.
I'm fixed.
That's one thing they will always say in the comments. And then also when people are like, Angel, what type of bra you got on? They'll be like, Angel got her breasts done in 2021.
I see it a lot. Oh, here come baby number five. No.
They will set the record. The breast augmentation.
Them titties ain't real, girl. What you talking about?
That one cracks me up every time. I was like, they are like, well, since she vlogged about it, let me tell you. She
hold got on. Somebody else pointed it out too. Saying Marcus is fixed is hilarious. Just...
Yes, he got neutered back in 2019 after Amar. So, yes, there are no more babies coming from this womb. There are no more babies being produced from this man's loins. The Angel Marcus combo. Angel ain't having no kids by nobody else. But the Angel Marcus combo ended with Amar.
Yeah.
The most you're going to see from us is maybe another dog. That's about it.
Yeah, we're going to need another house for another dog. Well, I made my decision on it.
Well, you guys, I hope you all enjoyed this podcast episode. It was a little bit of a mosh posh. I was trying to make sure we had the room to really make this more conversational, which I feel like we achieved that. Don't you feel like it was a good give and take?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my goal.
Was it?
Yeah. Tell them where they can find you, baby.
Hey, y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit, and you can go to manshyt.com and check that out. You can also find me on my other podcast I do with Greg Goosby called Let Us Tell It. That's on Tanksley TV. And y'all can also find me. I got some ideas for more Patreon stuff. I'm going to run it by you.
Okay.
But yeah, over on Patreon. If you haven't joined Patreon, get over there. It's a good time.
You can find me at That Chick Angel almost across every single platform. You can find me on Twitter or X at Angel the Actress. I was actually over there recently and someone said I was a part of ruining rap. And I said, hey. Well, look at how powerful this gal is.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. You can watch
more power than you've ever known.
Listen, I said, come on, Thanos. I snapped. I put on the Beats ring and killed the game. You can also watch our vlogs, which are coming back on this channel, That Chick Angel TV on YouTube. Obviously, me and Marcus create fun couple challenges. I'm so close to 500,000 on TikTok. So if you have a TikTok account and you're not following me already, please do at That Chick Angel TV. And you know, Instagram, I'm out here in these parts. Mama Likes, hopefully this week we'll have up more stuff. Dear God. And be on the lookout for a neat collaboration coming up soon. You're not going to want to miss it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What about Mommy Confessions?
Mommy Confessions is hopefully coming back. Now that the girls are in school, that's Denora and Quinn's daughters, we hopefully will be able to schedule. The thing is, the reason why I've been hesitant to bring it back is because the SAG strike. It requires those two women to, you know, have guests come over here, travel, spend time where they might want to, they might be using that time for other gainful employment. So I don't, because Mommy Confessions does not make them money yet, I feel bad to ask them to donate their time. But I think I might have just come up with a solution. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all so much. All right, you guys.
All right. Patreon, stick around.
Okay. Till next week.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.